Hey, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the station. We sit for a little while and talk about what's going on. I ask about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. In the studio today is Jennifer Gubetta. Jennifer, you're the director of UBURP.
I am the director of UBURP.
UBURP has done so much for so many students at the University of Arizona. Can you explain what UBURP does?
Basically, it stands for the Undergraduate Biology Research Program, and we do affectionately call it UBURP. It's just a lot easier. What the program is it's a research training apprenticeship for students at the university. So if you're an undergraduate and you like science or biology in particular, you don't even have to be a biology major, but if you just are interested in the study of life, then our program gives students the opportunity to actually go and do research with someone that they choose, a faculty mentor, who's doing research in a variety of areas. Students actually have quite a wide range of things to pick from in UBURP. So we have students who study cells and things, but they also study human health, biomedical engineering, plants and agriculture, conservation, large animals, small animals, all kinds of different things.
It's definitely a wide, wide world out there.
Yeah, definitely.
How many labs do you think are involved with UBURP?
We're celebrating our 30th anniversary this year. So if you collectively look at all the people who've been involved, I think we've had over 250 different labs or mentors who also work in the field. And I think now we have about 2,500 alumni as well.
There are so many success stories related to UBURP from different alumni.
As it is tradition for us every year, we bring back a UBURP alum to come talk about their work. So this year, it happens to be Dr. Terry Suzuki, who is our original UBURPer. She was actually a student at the U of A 30 years ago who was wandering around and looked at all these labs at the university and went up to a professor and asked him, can students really do real research around here?
Groundbreaking.
Yep. And he said, sure. Why don't you join my lab? And so she joined his lab, and then he began to write grant proposals along with former director Carol Bender. And they together were able to get grants to fund UBURP, and then UBURP started right then.
It's definitely a program worth looking into. If you're a student at the university and you want to be able to pick up experience, it's a beautiful work-study situation.
Yes, definitely. And a lot of students comment that they really appreciate the program. You know, they're really learning how knowledge is made.
It's a wonderful thing to be able to support our students and our future in such a tangible way.
Definitely. So,
and you guys have a poster project that you do every year.
Yes, we have this poster session where all of our students come and present their work, which is really cool. This year we have about 100 students who are going to be talking about what they've learned and what they've done. And it'll be this coming Saturday, the 26th of January.
From 10 to 3 p.m. at the Environment and Natural Resources 2 building, which is there on 1064 East Lowell Street.
Correct.
And that is right here in beautiful Tucson, Arizona. You can find out more information at ubrp.arizona.edu. Hey, Jennifer, you ever listen to music?
I was thinking about this the other day, and it's funny because I like to listen to lots of different kinds of music. So whenever anyone asks me what my favorite band is, I don't really have a favorite band. I just have a bunch of different songs that I like. The other day I was listening to Lincoln Brewster, who I have fun listening to. I play music for my church as well. So we're listening to Today is the Day, and that's a lot of fun. My daughter loves On the Turning Away by Pink Floyd. So we were listening to that. Knowing Me, Knowing You by ABBA. We're going a little old school here. And then somewhere in there we threw in some Benny Goodman. Had some fun with that. Some old classic standards.
Big mix
of things.
That's very KXCI of you, Jennifer.
Well, there you go. I have a diverse taste in music, so.
I think that's a good thing. It's healthy for us to have all those neural pathways.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for coming on down to the station.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for hosting our students on the show.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.